It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, February 7th, 2019. Today is the birthday of English writer and social critic Charles Dickens, born in Portsmouth, England in 1812. He created some of the world's best-known fictional characters and is regarded by many as the greatest novelist of the Victorian era. His works enjoyed unprecedented popularity during his lifetime, and by the 20th century, critics and scholars had recognized him as a literary genius. His novels and short stories are still widely read today. Young Charles Dickens left school to work in a factory when his father was incarcerated in debtor's prison. Despite his lack of formal education, he edited a weekly journal for 20 years, wrote 15 novels, 5 novellas, hundreds of short stories and nonfiction articles, lectured and performed readings extensively in England and America, was an indefatigable letter writer, and campaigned vigorously for children's rights, education, and other social reforms. His literary success began with the 1836 serial publication of the Pickwick Papers. Within a few years, he had become an international literary celebrity, famous for his humor, his satire, and his keen observation of character and society. His novels, published mostly in monthly or weekly installments, pioneered the serial publication of narrative fiction, which became the dominant mode for novel publication in Victorian times, as cliffhanger endings kept readers in suspense. The installment format allowed Dickens to evaluate his audience's reaction, and he often modified his plot and character development based on such feedback. His plots were carefully constructed, and he often wove elements from topical events into his narratives. Masses of the illiterate poor chipped in their pennies to have each new monthly installment read to them, opening up and inspiring a whole class of readers. Dickens was regarded as the literary colossus of his time. His 1843 novella, A Christmas Carol, remains popular and continues to inspire adaptations in every artistic genre. Oliver Twist and Great Expectations are also frequently adapted, and like many of his novels, evoke images of early Victorian London. His 1859 novel, A Tale of Two Cities, set in London and Paris, is his best-known work of historical fiction. Dickens has been praised by fellow writers from Leo Tolstoy to George Orwell to G.K. Chesterton to Tom Wolfe for his realism, his comedy, his prose style, his unique characterizations, and his social criticism. On the other hand, Oscar Wilde, Henry James, and Virginia Woolf all complained of a lack of psychological depth, loose writing, and a vein of overly sweet sentimentalism. A true workaholic, on June 8, 1870, Dickens suffered a stroke at his home after a full day's work on what would be his final project, The Unfinished Mystery of Edwin Drood. He never regained consciousness, and the next day he died at his home at Gad's Hill. Contrary to his wish to be buried at Rochester Cathedral in an inexpensive, unostentatious, and strictly private manner, he was laid to rest in the Poet's Corner at Westminster Abbey. A printed epitaph circulated at the time and read, "To the memory of Charles Dickens, England's most popular author, who died at his residence near Rochester, Kent, June 9, 1870, age 58 years. He was a sympathizer with the poor, the suffering, and the oppressed, and by his death, one of England's greatest writers is lost to the world." I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 7th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.